Joseph Abeta, Joel Acero, Jose Acevedo, Jorge Acosta Hernandez.
San Jose Mayor Matt Mahan was the first to read names off the roll of the 201 unhoused individuals who passed away in the city this year. Nearly 100 people attended the memorial, including elected officials, nonprofit leaders, homeless advocates, and unhoused residents themselves. The event was held at the Bocorado Reception Center in San Jose. The center is the largest emergency homeless shelter in Santa Clara County and is run by the nonprofit Home First. The annual memorial has been held by Home First for nearly two decades. Bishop Oscar Cantu from the Diocese of San Jose spoke a blessing for those lost during the year.
We pray that every heart may find comfort and may the light of kindness guide us towards a world where no one sleeps without hope. We pray for the eternal repose of those who have died, those who are homeless, and spend the last moments of their lives feeling alone and desolate. May the spirit of Christmas help us all gather our thoughts together so that we may work together to end homelessness.
Mayor Mahan noted that the homeless deaths in the city dropped over the last year, but insisted that any deaths are unacceptable.
Especially in a community with so much wealth, so much innovation, and so much compassion. By expanding access to basic housing and supportive services, we can save lives. We've seen that here in San Jose. 2023 is the second year in a row now that we've seen a decrease in unsheltered homelessness. A 10.7% drop year over year, after almost a decade of climbing rates.
Mahan said there is still much to be done to combat homelessness.
In San Jose alone, we have over 4,000 people living on our streets today. Our homeless neighbors face high rates of violence, trauma, exposure to the elements, and premature deaths for otherwise treatable diseases like diabetes and heart disease. The longer people languish on the streets, the harder it is for them to get back on the path toward greater self-sufficiency.
Still, Mahan said he was optimistic that with the right policies, resources, and political will, the fight against homelessness could be won.
We will need a combination of safe sleeping sites, quick build housing, transitional housing, permanent housing, and a host of other services to support people along every step of their journey from streets to stability. It's going to take all of us working together to end homelessness.
Home First will be holding more memorials for unhoused individuals in other locations around the Bay Area later this week. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.